This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, November 9th, 2012, here at Gillette Stadium for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire. We will get right into it. First, we'll start with the practice squad moves. I like to build my way up to the big story of the day. Sterling Moore is back on the practice squad. I saw him in the locker room today. And linebacker Jarrell Harris was added to the practice squad on November the 6th. The Alabama product, 23, was undrafted with the Falcons. 6'3", 242 pounds. I would term him sort of an underachiever in his career at Alabama. Played a lot, started, you know, late in his career, but didn't have a ton of production. Paul Perillo. That brings me to the news of the day.
Fills out the practice squad, though.
Yes, and a jersey. He looks good. He looks the part.
Certainly.
A statement by an NFL spokesperson was released just this afternoon, just before
recently.
4 o'clock. Brandon Bolden of the New England Patriots has been suspended without pay for 4 games for violating the NFL policy on performance-enhancing substances. Bolden's suspension begins immediately. He will be eligible to return to the Patriots' active roster on Monday, December the 3rd, following the team's December 2nd game against the Miami Dolphins. That came from the NFL this afternoon. Brandon Bolden, who has been injured, not practicing with a knee injury, been out with a knee injury, is now out for 4 weeks, Paul Perillo.
Yep.
What does it mean?
I don't think it means a whole lot in terms of the offense right now. The running back depth chart is pretty solid with Stephen Ridley. Shane Vereen's come on in recent weeks. Danny Woodhead doing a nice job in his role as the pass catcher. Bolden flashed early in the season, but since he was injured in Seattle, I think Shane Vereen has done a nice job of sort of filling in some of those secondary carries, and I really don't think this is a huge deal, and I'm not sure where Bolden is health-wise right now. I don't know if that's the reason why he hasn't practiced all week or if they knew he was suspended and it's not a health-related thing. But in any regard, it's not a good thing for the rookie. He's going to lose 4 games here. He's just not going to be around the team for 4 weeks, and that's not good for anybody.
Now, Paul, this is a story you've been at the forefront of. You actually broke the news via Twitter for Patriots Football Weekly. I want to congratulate you on that big story. I've seen
some
tweets that have wondered what this means
that's
for Bolden.
That's being a jackass.
What does it mean for his career? Does this mean anything?
Well,
what's your take?
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge deal for him unless, you know, listen, the NFL does not divulge what the substance was, okay? So we don't know what he was taking. And even if Bolden says what he's taking, we still don't know what he was taking because the NFL will not corroborate that. So I don't know if he's on a whole host of, you know, substances that have really enhanced his performance. And maybe that's the only reason why he's in the league. I don't know that.
Or he's a guy that's had injury history to
exactly.
get healthy.
And, you know, I find it hard to believe the difference between him being in and out of the league is strictly steroids.
Right.
So if that's the case, then, you know, it's a setback. It's a learning experience. He'll bounce back from it. He'll be ready for the stretch drive of the season. Whether or not he's reinstated to the roster, we'll find out. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be a huge deal right now. And Andy's going to jump off the podcast to take a quick phone call. But, yeah, I don't think that Bolden's absence is going to necessarily, you know, just put an end to his career. I think it can be a learning experience. Brandon Spikes was suspended late in his rookie season in a similar fashion. Obviously, he's bounced back from that, and he's now a big part of the Patriots defense. So well, it'll be interesting to see how Bolden responds to this. But what we do know is he will not be part of the equation over the next 4 weeks. Now, moving right along here without my big-headed partner, the injury report has also come out. Listed as out are, and they have obviously Bolden, but Tracy White and Trevor Scott, both listed as out. They did not practice all week. The larger group here, all questionable and all participated in practice throughout the week on a limited basis. Kyle Arrington, Ron Braze, Patrick Chung, Steve Gregory, Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez, Dante Hightower, Brandon Lloyd, Logan Mankins, Gerard Mayo, Nick McDonald, Brandon Spike, Sebastian Vollmer, and Wes Welker. The big names on that list, Hernandez, who missed the last game before the bye in London, you know, was back out there practicing. He had a daughter on Tuesday, was able to return to practice Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on a limited basis. He looks like he's got a good shot to bounce back and play this week. Logan Mankins also still listed with those calf and hip injuries. He also took part in practice all 3 days, albeit on a limited basis. Julian Edelman and Kyle Love, I should add, both listed as probable. For the Bills, a couple of interesting names. Mark Anderson, who's out with knee surgery, he's going to miss the game. Terrence Wheatley and Aaron Williams are the two big names here. They're both cornerbacks. Williams has been the starter. McGee has been the nickelback for the Bills. They're both out with knee injuries. And Eric Pierce, their starting right tackle, is also going to miss this game with a hip injury. They have a few other guys listed as questionable, including wide receiver Stevie Johnson, but they were able to practice the last couple of days. Chris Kelce was nicked up in practice. He had a neck injury that he suffered yesterday. Starting defensive end with Mark Anderson out of the lineup, he did not practice on Friday and is listed as questionable. So the Bills dealing with some of their health issues of their own. But the big news is obviously the situation with Brandon Bolden. He's been suspended for 4 games for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing substances. So without further ado, we're going to put a wrap on this Patriots Roster Report podcast. We'll be back on Friday next week to take a look at the injury report before the Colts game. I also want to remind everybody the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social is back this week after a one-week absence for the bye. We'll be with you at 10:45 a.m. on Sunday right here in the Subway Fresh broadcast studios. Adam Jones will be alongside Andy Hart and myself, and we look forward to hearing from you then.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available at over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.